This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not that we necessarily need it, but today Twitter made it easier for us to live stream our lives. Their new broadcasting app, Periscope, it's called, went live today, a couple of months after Twitter bought it for $100 million. That follows what may prove to be the flash-in-the-pan success of Meerkat, which does basically the same thing, but sadly for them, isn't owned by Twitter, which may be a possibly insurmountable obstacle. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
I got to tell you, man, as a radio guy, I'm a little ashamed to say this, but I really like these new live streaming apps, the whole Meerkat Periscope things.
Yeah, you've been Meerkatting.
I have been Meerkatting. So it's a sign of things to come, right?
I think so. I mean, we're in the early days here. I can't Periscope you Periscoping me right now. I don't know which one of us is down Periscope. But I think that something that's interesting about this, right, Kai, is that live streaming is not a new idea.
Right.
This has now gone mobile. And you've heard of Ustream. Mm-hmm. There's another one called YouNow. And people can actually tip each other on this, like give each other money for people's live streams. Yes. And there's a hashtag on YouNow called Sleeping Squad, where you can actually pay over 50 different people to watch them sleep, which is...
Oh, man. Seriously?
It's curious and creepy.
Come on, man. Really?
This is the weird Wild West days of live streaming on your mobile phone and being able to interact with people, which is cool.
Yes. But
where's the money? Right?
Interestingly, that was my next question, because somehow, some way, Twitter's going to have to monetize Periscope. If Meerkat sticks around, it's going to have to be monetized, let alone YouNow and tipping other people to sleep.
Yes. And if you know about Twitch, right, Kai?
Yeah, that's the gamer thing, which is huge. I mean, that must be said, right?
Right. Twitch lets people stream themselves playing video games,
right,
which is something that I would never imagine that people would actually really, really like doing. But here's a number, 20 million. That's the number of viewers who watched a live stream of a video game in the first week it was released.
Wow.
On Twitch last year. It's a really big deal. Twitch was bought by Amazon last year, you remember, for a little bit over $1 billion.
$1 billion, yeah.
There are reports this week that YouTube is preparing its own video game streaming service. The thing that's tricky about this is, unlike live television or live broadcast radio, as we both know, there aren't as many protections to chaos.
So, I mean, well, enlighten me. What can happen?
Have you heard of swatting, Kai?
I have. Yes, I have. It's that thing where people call the police and send SWAT teams and 911 teams to some unsuspecting people, right?
Yes. And for a hacker, they want to be able to play this prank on someone and have, in some cases, 55,000 people watching this guy, you know, get thrown on the ground by police. And this is a big problem, because we want to make money. We have to have some control over advertising.
Well, and you have to have control over what happens so that advertisers are attracted to it, right?
Exactly.
So tell me then what, you know, Twitter is going to do with Periscope and what the Twitch folks are doing. I mean, they must be thinking of this.
They are. The last time I was in San Francisco, I talked with the CEO of Twitch. His name is Emmett Shear, and I asked him about this.
The key thing for us is, cooperating with law enforcement. And then secondly, you know, honestly, not talk about it publicly too much, because I think that there's a negative impact from giving too much attention to people who are honestly seeking attention by doing this.
Fair point. But come on, man, that's not a strategy.
I know. But we're in this interesting moment, Kai, where interest in live streaming is growing like crazy. Yep. There's money to be made. But people who are in this part of the tech industry don't really want to talk about swatting this growing problem, because they don't want to encourage it. But at the same time, you need some dialogue if you're going to put protections against it.
And it's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt.
Exactly.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Kai.